promises to all who keep God's law of love, February 21. We shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Exodus 20, verse 7. The reason for this command is given. We are not to swear by the heaven, for it is the throne of God, nor by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, for thou canst not make one hair white or black. All things come of God. We have nothing that we have not received. And more than this, we have nothing that has not been purchased for us by the blood of Christ. Burning words of passion would never be spoken, for in the sight of God and holy angels, they are as a species of swearing. This commandment not only prohibits false oaths and common swearing, but it forbids us to use the name of God in a light or careless manner without regard to its awful significance. By the thoughtless mention of God in common conversation, by appeals to him in trivial matters, and by the frequent and thoughtless repetition of his name, we dishonor him. Holy and reverend is his name. All should meditate upon his majesty, his purity and holiness, that the heart may be impressed with a sense of his exalted character, and his holy name should be uttered with reverence and solemnity. It is not men whom we are to exalt and worship. It is God, the only true and living God, to whom our worship and reverence are due. According to the teaching of the Scriptures, it dishonors God to address ministers as reverend. No mortal has any right to attach this to his own name or to the name of any other human being. It belongs only to God to distinguish him from every other being. Holy and reverend is his name. We dishonor God when we use this word where it does not belong. The Father and the Son alone are to be exalted.